Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to everybody. Good afternoon and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Today is Friday, May 23rd, and we're winding down our series on half-baked Christians, half-baked churches. This is one of the saddest scriptures in the Bible, Hosea 7:8. It reads, Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. What a sad scripture. What a sad story. What a sad ending. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. We turn to you as the only source of spiritual strength. We turn not within, for within us there is no strength. Within us there is no power. We seek the Lord strength. We seek his face evermore, as the psalmist encourages us to do. In Psalm 105, verse 4, you are our source of strength and truth. God, we pray that you would speak to us today. You've been speaking to us all week. You've been performing heart surgery. You've been going where no doctor could go, but only the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Lord, remove, cut off, take out that which is no good in us. With surgical precision, go into our hearts and remove that which causes us to err, which causes us to go down wicked paths. Let us not become like Ephraim. Do not cast us off. Let us not be a cake not turned. This we ask. This we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephraim, the son of Joseph, the one elected by God over his brother Manasseh, the election of grace, how God chooses one brother over another to be a leader among the people. Ephraim was destined to be a leader. His descendants destined to be leaders. His people, which proceeded from his loins, destined to be the covenant people of God. And yet at some point in time, 700 years later, according to the Rees Chronological Bible, Ephraim have mixed himself among the nations. Just as cooking ingredients are mixed together, here we see Ephraim being accused by the Spirit of God. By prophetic unction, Ephraim is being accused of mixing himself with pagan nations. No doubt the prophet Hosea here, when looking at Ephraim and what the leaders of Ephraim have done, no doubt he's referring to the political marriages. We see how Solomon married many women from foreign nations in order to establish political alliances with those nations. That's what Solomon did. If you as a king married a daughter of a certain king of another nation, if you married, now those two nations are in league because of the marriage. This is no doubt how Ephraim is mixing himself. And like Solomon, Ephraim has been led astray by these foreign women and their foreign gods. So when we look at Ephraim and we look at his political arrangements with such nations as Syria, Assyria, Egypt, and the like, we now see Ephraim mixed among the people. This alliance between Ephraim and the pagan nations is a metaphor. The prophet speaks of Ephraim as an unturned cake, or a cake, a pancake, if you will, that is baked or fried or cooked on one side, but the other side is completely raw. What happens with things that are cooked on one side and are completely raw on the other side? Well, they're not eaten. No one can eat a pancake well done on one side but completely raw on the other side. It's not edible. And so those cakes that are cooked that way are tossed aside. They're not eaten. They are tossed out. In fact, food like that is given to the pigs or given to dogs in the street. They'll eat anything. But no human being in their right mind would eat a chicken that's cooked on one side and then the other side is raw. No one wants a chicken to eat a chicken that way, or any kind of food that way. What does this all mean? Well, it means this. God had started the process with Ephraim. You know, God starts a process with all of us. And by the end of our existence, God expects us to be well done. But somewhere along the line, Ephraim departed from the Lord, and God's work in his life, God's work among the people of Ephraim, was only half done. How many people do you know who started out with the Lord and then walked away? They no longer serve the Lord. They were with you when you were young. They were with you until you were 30. Now you're 60, and it's been 30 years that this person has walked away from God. 30 years with the Lord. The last 30 years without the Lord. Only cooked, only baked on one side. Can that person who has walked away from the Lord for the last 30 years, who has made alliances with the world, can that person still be the light of the world? Can that person still be salt in the earth? No. Let me read to you from commentator Joseph Benson, one of my favorite commentators, the old Methodist commentator. Let me read to you what he says. Here in verses 8 through 10, Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. By his alliances, says Mr. Benson, by Ephraim's alliances with the heathen, and by imitation of their manners, Ephraim is himself become one of them. Ephraim has thrown off all the distinctions and forfeited the privileges of the chosen race. That's it, my brothers and sisters. How many saints do you know? How many saints do you know who have gone into the world? They have made an allegiance with the heathen. They have mixed themselves with the ungodly. And now they imitate their manners and has become one of them. Think of the prodigal son. Think of the prodigal son who was doing quite well in his father's house, had no business to leave his father's house, asked his father for his inheritance in advance, and then he becomes one of the heathen. In fact, we find him eating with the pigs. He's eating the same slop that he served the pigs. He's on all fours like a pig himself, eating from the trough like the pigs, until by God's grace he comes to himself. That's what the Bible says. Jesus says he came to himself and says, why am I here? Why am I on all fours? Why am I eating out of this trough? Why are my brothers and sisters these pigs? Did not I have it better in my father's house? Didn't you always have it better when you served the Lord? Of course you did. Let me continue with Mr. Benson, just a few paragraphs down. He says, Ephraim is a cake, or like a cake not turned. He writes, burned on one side and dough on the other, and so good for nothing on either. And so good for nothing on either. Always in one extreme or the other. An apt image of a character, all inconsistency. Such were the 10 tribes of the prophet Hosea's day. Worshippers of Jehovah in profession, but adopting all the idolatries of the neighboring nations, in addition to their own semi-idolatry of their golden calves. That's why I love Joseph Benson. He's right to the point. How many Christians we know are now. Listen, I'm not against earrings. Listen to me, saints. I'm not against earrings. I'm not against earrings on women. But when I start seeing men wearing earrings, it tells me something. Where do you get men wearing earrings? And this is not legalism. Where in the world do you see men wearing earrings? Well, you see that in, you don't see that in the church. You see that in the world. There's a lot of things that we adopt from the world into our personal lives. We have so many worldly ideas, so many worldly practices that are not even biblical. We are mixing with the world. We're taking things sacred and we're mixing them with the profane. We're taking things holy and we're mixing them with things that come right out of the gutter. Let us be careful that we're not present day burned on one side, but dough on the other. Cooked well on one side, but because we're not cooked on the other side, we are useless. Like I said, no one wants to eat something that's only cooked on one side and not cooked all the way through. No one is going to serve a turkey on Thanksgiving that's cooked on the bottom and on the top it's all raw. That's not happening at your house. You know that. And that's not happening in my house. That's not happening. Why? Because that's not right. So here is Joseph, or here is Ephraim, the son of Joseph, the elected. Think about election. Election, chosen of God for a high calling. And yet you are, or they are, the example, the poster child, if you will, of inconsistency in the things of the Lord. Up one day, down the other day. Up another day, down. Now, one day you're with Jesus, the next, so you're up, the next day you're in the world, and you're down. Up with Jesus, down with the world, up with, see, a life of inconsistency. Fellowship with the world, you're in trouble. I conclude with James. Let's go to James. James chapter 4. Let's go to James chapter 4. Here's a statement that should settle this case. In James chapter 4, verse 4, he says, he's speaking to Christians, James is. He's writing to believers. He says, you adulterers and adulteresses. Now, who's he speaking to? He's speaking to men and women in the church who are spiritually in adultery. You know, the whole book of Hosea, Hosea the prophet, was told by God to marry a woman given to adultery. Why did God tell him to marry a woman given to adultery, given to prostitution? Because it was to reflect how God had married Israel, and God was the faithful husband, and Israel the unfaithful wife. And this is why James 4:4 is so key. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Don't you know that mixing with the world, adopting the customs of the world, men of God in the church, dressing and placing things on their body like the men of the world, copying the men of, you know, the men of the world don't copy the men of the church. It's always the men of the church copying the men of the world. That's why I made the statement about the earrings. I always used to ask my students who used to come to class and notice that they had an earring on. I says, does the world copy you or did you copy the world? Well, you know, Brother Torres, I just like the earring. I said, but where did you find that? What is the source of inspiration for you to be wearing the earring? Well, this rapper or this artist or this movie star or this. Oh, okay, so the world. Call it for what it is. You're mixing like Ephraim. Ephraim has mixed himself among the people, and now he's lost his distinction. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world, mixing with the world, hanging out with the world, makes you an enemy with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy. See, it's clear. You join with Syria. You join with Assyria. You join with Egypt. You join with Ammon and Moab and Edom. You join with those nations who have turned their backs on God. You join with them. You make political alliances with them. You marry your daughters to them, and they'll take their sons and they'll marry them to you. And here you've made these alliances, and God says, now you're mixed. Now I can't tell you apart. You started out well. I was cooking you on one side, but then you aborted the process, and I have not been able to turn you over and cook you on the other side because you walked away. You walked away from the process. Therefore, you are not useful. Go to any restaurant. Go to IHOP for breakfast. Go to the International House of Pancakes. And if you were to put a camera crew on, here's a waitress. She comes out with all of these pancakes, and they're cooked on one side and not on the other side. And you put a camera crew as she proceeds to every table to serve that. They'll say, I don't want that. And yet we in the church, we accept it. We in the church says, okay, this is good. No, it's not good. Ephraim, the Lord says. Ephraim, the Holy Spirit says, Ephraim is a cake not turned. Ephraim is to be thrown out. Ephraim is to be cast out. They take food like that and they just throw it in the garbage. It just goes into the garbage pail. How many Christians, how many churches are half-baked? Are half-cooked? How many? How many churches have brought in worldly worship, worldly preaching, worldly teaching, worldly everything? Everything in the church is just worldly to attract the worldly, to attract goats instead of sheep. How many churches? How many saints are half-baked? And it's not that I disapprove. Forget what I think. This is God who disapproves. James says here in James 4:4, whosoever therefore, whosoever. James doesn't name the people, but he says whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world. Whoever mixes himself, whoever gives himself over in alliance with the world, he joins up with the world. He gives the right hand of fellowship to the world. Whoever does that is an enemy of God. Do you think, James says in verse 5, do you think that the scripture saith in vain? You think God is just saying it to say it? Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Listen, God loves you. He doesn't want you chasing something else. He wants you to chase him. And here we are chasing the world, chasing the things of the world, wanting to sound like the world, wanting to look like the world, wanting the approval of the world instead of the approval of God. Let me read that again to you. This is Joseph Benson. I mean, he is, I got to read this again. He says this: Ephraim is a cake, or like a cake not turned, burned on one side and dough on the other, and so good for nothing on either, always in one extreme or the other. An apt image of a character that is all inconsistency. Such were the 10 tribes of the prophet Hosea's day, worshipers of Jehovah in profession. Let me stop right there. How many people say that they're evangelicals and they're not evangelicals? They profess to be Christians, but they're not Christians. Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Lord, Lord, did we not cast out devils in your name? Lord, Lord, didn't we do many wonderful things? And he will do what? He will turn to them and say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. Call me Lord, he says in Luke 6. You call me Lord, yet you do not do the things I tell you to do. Such were the 10 tribes of the prophet Hosea's day, worshipers of Jehovah in profession, but adopting all the idolatry of the neighboring nations. I would add to that not just the idolatries, but the practices, the outward look, the language, the mindset, the lifestyle. So many Christians. You couldn't, listen, there's so many Christians you wouldn't know they're Christians. You wouldn't know it. And even if they told you, I'm a Christian, you wouldn't believe it. Why? They're half-baked. Walking Ephraims. They're modern-day Ephraims. Many churches are modern-day Ephraims. God help me. Oh, that God would help me not become like that. That God would help us. That God would help our church. Ephraim is a cake not turned. Ephraim is a person whose development in Christ has been halted. Halted. Like I said, you know somebody who was with the Lord until age 30. Now they're 60. For the last 30 years, they have not been serving the Lord. That's 30 years of one, the other side not being cooked. They have gone into the world. May we pray. Listen to me. There is hope. Because I told you about the prodigal son. The prodigal son almost stayed on one side. But then the Bible says he came to himself. And what did he do? He ran back to his father's house and got cooked on the other side. You see, you can catch yourself. You can be an Ephraim right now. Right now, you can be in an Ephraim state and you can come to yourself and say, what in the world am I doing? I need Jesus. I need the Lord. And remember, my brothers and sisters, that the work of grace is an inner work. It is the work that God, the Holy Spirit, does in the heart. That's the work of grace. So again, when I refer to men wearing earrings, question, Where is the Holy Spirit in their life? This is not being legalistic. Remember, it is the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us in the truth of God's word. It is the Holy Spirit who reminds us that we need to have and own our distinctives. What makes a Christian man a Christian man? Biblical distinctives. A Christian man ought to be a follower of Christ, ought to be a servant of the Lord, ought to sound and look like a servant of the Lord, not adopt the ways of this world. And again, it's not about being legalistic. It's about the Holy Spirit working on a heart. Now remember, it's not just a spirit working on the heart. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, his, because holy. It's about the heart. And if your heart is rebelling against God and you are chasing for those things that the world approves of, then you're an enemy of God, according to James 4:4. And we can argue this point till the cows come home. But that's how it starts. You see, that's how it started with Solomon. Solomon made allowances for one wife. Yeah, well, I'm not going to make it a habit. I'll just have one wife. The Bible says he had 1,000 wives. But you see, when you start making allowances for one thing, then it opens the door for you to be completely leavened. He had one wife. He winds up with 1,000. He had one God. Now he was worshiping the gods of all his wives. Remember, Solomon was the one tapped by God to make the one temple. You read 1 Kings. You read 1 Kings. He started out making one temple, and when he opened the door to alliances with the nations, he had made numerous temples for the numerous wives that he had and their gods. See, that's how it starts. You start out letting one thing in, and before you know it, now you're no longer Solomon. You're no longer the wisest man. Now you are an old fool. An old fool who was once a young, wise man following the Lord. May God help us. Well, that'll do it for this series. I love you all. I hope you all had a good week. As for me, I had a great week in the Lord. I got to tell you, well, I'll tell you on Sunday. I'll share my little thing on Sunday. The Lord is moving, saints. The Lord is moving at Grace Church. He's moving. I hope you can see it. I hope you can feel it. In Jesus' name, amen.
There is power, wonder for Jesus, your King, there's power and